6:52 to go in the first half. Isle Davis back in. Trap play goes to Isle Davis up the middle, 15, inside the 10, breaks a tackle, touchdown, Kansas City! Turn him loose, beast alert, a 21-yard run by the beast, Isle Davis.
Isle Davis, I saw more in the spring. I saw more in OTAs. I loved him in St. Joe. What about his progression?
You know what? He's growing. Obviously, working with Jamal and being an assistant for a year, he's starting to learn and starting to figure out. And one thing I always harp on him about is understanding your strengths and working on your weaknesses. And one thing now can do, he can put his foot down, he can accelerate up the field. And a lot of people don't realize that's a big man running downhill. So I thought he did a heck of a job this past week, putting his foot down, making decisive decisions, and running hard and accelerating through on contact.
Chiefs are going to hand it off here and give it off to Cyrus Gray, who's going to get a touchdown. Forget going to a knee. Cyrus Gray has his first National Football League touchdown.
Cyrus Gray, to me, he's a different dude from a confidence standpoint.
You know what? Cyrus is a jack of all trades. Cyrus may be our best special teams player, and he does a hell of a job. He's probably our most valuable player if you think about all the different positions that he plays. And obviously what he does on offense, I mean, he can come in and block. He'll come in and make a big run. I mean, he'll get out there and catch a pass on the perimeter. You know, I'm very blessed to have a tremendous group of men.
Yeah, I'm going to keep right on going here because I kept getting asked, are they going to cut Cyrus and keep Joe? Are they going to cut Joe and keep Cyrus? You keep both. Now we know why. What about McKnight, what he did last week, and can that be manifested the next 13 weeks?
Here's the thing about Joe. Joe is one of those unique football players. Obviously, I've had an opportunity to know Joe since he was maybe in the eighth or ninth grade at John Curtis High School. Did a little recruiting out there when I was coaching at UCLA. So I've seen Joe do the stuff that he did this past weekend for a number of years. Joe is a very unique player out of the backfield, and obviously he's a hell of a ball carrier as well. Joe has been down this road before. He's had the success, you know, in New York in his past. But we're blessed and fortunate to have him with us, and obviously... I can't complain. I got great people who are great football players.
Anthony Thomas is back to take this punt and looks up and takes it, and now he gets hit immediately but spins off the head and goes to the right side. Look. Here goes Depp, 35-yard line, 40 at midfield. He needs a block. He gets it from Ford, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Where's Depp? He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City, 79-yard fearless punt return by the rookie from Oregon.
Do I even get to ask you about DeAnthony Thomas, or I have to ask David Culley? I mean, you guys keep pulling at each other. Who gets him? Who's coaching him?
You know what? We're all coaching him. And he sits in our room at times. He'll sit in Coach Culley's room at times. He spends a lot of time with Coach Tobe, obviously, you know, for punt return and special teams and all that. But you talking about a tremendous football player now that we're just waiting to let go. And the thing is he brings a different gear to the whole different things that we're building here. And so we're excited. We had a very good victory, but we got to capitalize. We got to keep working. We got to stay within the moment and stay focused and understand that, you know what, each and every week is going to present a different challenge.
Final question. I watch you closely when you coach your guys. And you talked about, I'll get them aligned. Then it's their God-given ability. But I want to ask you about toughness, because it seems like this crew, start with 25 now, is starting to develop a unique set of toughness. What about that? And how much do you teach them?
Well, I always tell them, you know, when we're watching tape, what is the next opponent going to say about you on film? Because you are a direct reflection of what you put on tape. So understand this. If we're not putting a consistent behavior that is needed to put on tape to help us to be the best team that we can possibly be, and guess what? You're not helping build your resume the correct way. So we're always focusing on all the little detailed things that can help us to get better. And I always point it out. Now, remember, you put it on tape, 31 other teams is going to take a look at that. And if they don't like it, how do you think we feel about it? But I will say this. They take a tremendous amount of pride in working. They work very hard. And they understand it's in our room, we have this hard hat mentality. We're going to bring our hard hat, our lunch pail, our thermostat to work every day. We're going to carry our tool belt and utilize our tools to the best of our capabilities.